Community college is an affordable first step into higher education for both high school graduates and non-traditional students. Central Wyoming College in Riverton is making this step easier for native students. Wyoming Public Radio's Taylor Stagner has more.
Central Wyoming faculty member Teresa Spoonhunter is working to make Wyoming's only American Indian Studies associate into a practical program that her students can relate to.
A lot of American Indian Studies programs are academic programs, but they have no relevance to the reservation.
Spoonhunter is changing how Central Wyoming College supports its students. She brings in local community organizers and officials on the Wind River Reservation to talk about issues specific to the reservation. Spoonhunter had a student sit in on one of her classes last year from the University of Wyoming.
And she said, you know what, I'm paying thousands and thousands of dollars to the University of Wyoming, and I'm not learning how those issues work in my community. But sitting in this class one day, I feel like this is the stuff that I want to know. This is the stuff I need to learn.
Spoonhunter wants to make her lessons applicable to her students and for their lives on the Wind River Indian Reservation. But that's difficult because often Native American students are kept out of higher education research because of how small the population is. Last year, the Post-Secondary National Policy Institute found that the number of Native American students enrolled in an undergraduate degree has decreased by 8,500 over the past few years. And it doesn't stop there as far as inequalities in higher ed go. Only 25% of Native Americans over the age of 25 have an associate's degree or higher. Compare that to non-Native students. 42% of them have such degrees. This begs the question of what college administrators are doing to help retention of Native students. It's odd to walk around the campus with so few students. Central Wyoming College is quiet this spring due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but there is still a lot of work going on behind the scenes to make this community college more supportive of its Native students. Vice President of Student Affairs Corey Daly says the graduation rates for Native students are up at Central Wyoming College. She says that the research indicates that Native students are less likely to graduate if they don't feel welcome on campus.
Two ends, bringing the family into the equation. The other half of that is helping to make the college itself replicate that family feel.
Academic spaces have historically exploited Native people for research, something Daly recognizes. It makes it hard to replicate that feeling if there's no trust.
The challenge that we all recognize but is really hard to move through is the lack of trust. And how do we build meaningful relationships?
Half of both the Northern Arapaho and Eastern Shoshone tribes are under 18, and CWC wants to be ready to accommodate the wave of potential new students seeking degrees. Eastern Shoshone member Rory Tendor is the Native American student coordinator, and her position is to help connect Native students with resources on campus. She's excited for the future of higher ed, where cultural and academic knowledge can work together.
And what we're learning is, you know, this economic opportunity to serve our people. We have the ability to bring our cultural knowledge into this academic realm, and that's something we've never had the ability to do, not in my generation anyway.
Tendor's position is partly supported by a suite of federal grants. CWC is a Native American-serving non-tribal institution. This means that CWC has received federal funds to support the retention of Native students and give them the confidence to make it to graduation. Tendor also recognizes the importance of bringing in family relationships as a way to support the Native student.
We're translating some information to be able to relay that back to our families. You know, not only our students, but to be able to kind of have those productive conversations with the community, with grandparents, with aunts and uncles, to be able to develop that support team for each individual student.
Daly, the Student Affairs VP, also wants to make the non-Native faculty better equipped to form relationships with Native students.
We have worked really hard to educate, I guess, more of the staff and do a better job of onboarding staff and helping people build awareness and build recognition and respect for some of the dynamics that some of our tribal students are dealing with.
Daly says there's a lot of work to be done, but they are taking steps in the right direction. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Taylor Stagner.